All right, I had my coffee, so let's get this started. Theater Palisade presents Steel Magnolias, playing at the Pearson Playhouse in the Pacific Palisades, January 10th through February 16th, 2020. A tender, funny, sad, funny play about the family tug of war between Mother Malin and Daughter Shelby and their friends who all come to the same beauty parlor where life and its issues get discussed and dissected in a very southern and ladylike way, a perennial favorite of the American stage. Bloomberg Theater and Sophie Blumberg present We're Gonna Die, one night only, Thursday, February 20th, 2020. We're Gonna Die features a single singer, occupied by a full rock band, as she shares stories about death, grief, loneliness from her life. These stories range from mundane to the tragic, from discovering her first white hair to her father's sudden and tragic death from lung cancer as he waited for an experimental treatment. Lee's songs and stories demystify grief. It's playing at the Bootleg Theater in Los Angeles. Hello, I'm Patrick Chavis, and you're listening to LA Theater Bites review of Lost in Yonkers, playing now at the Costa Mesa Playhouse in Costa Mesa, January 24th through February 16th, 2020. It's been 2 years since Neil Simon, one of the most well-known playwrights of his generation, passed away. He had a very successful career in writing, more than 30 different plays, which were often adapted into feature films. Simon's plays were famous for being comedic, but also dramatic. Even before I started a deep dive into theater, the name Neil Simon was a well-known, like Einstein or Mother Teresa. Lost in Yonkers won the Pulitzer Prize in 1991, and in a career that resulted in the creation of so many plays, it's often known as one of the highlights of his career. The Costa Mesa Playhouse has now put on a production of this famous play under the precise direction of Wendy Ruth. The charm, the comedy, and the dangerous side of families are well performed almost the entire way through. Lost in Yonkers is set during World War II. Jewish brothers Jay, Jud Henderson, and Artie, Vincent Perrinia, live with their father, and their mother has passed away. Their father, Eddie, Brock Joseph, has fallen on hard times financially, but has taken a traveling job for a full year as a way to pay off their debts. Eddie asks his mother, Grandma Kurtz, Phyllis M. Knopf, who had a hard life in Germany, to watch the kids for the year while he's gone. During the year, we watch Jay and Artie do their best to survive their family in Yonkers, New York. From the very beginning of the production, you can see a sheen of professionalism from the quaint living room kitchen set. Set designer Bradley Kay uses a raised kitchen in the background to give the set depth. The set is also designed in a way that keeps everyone on the set completely visible. The use of dim lighting, period-appropriate furniture, and wallpaper are also nice, detailed touches. Even though it appears simple, Kay must have done quite a lot of research to create the correct atmosphere for this play. Jamie Bartlett plays Auntie Bella. Her performance not only brings the laughs, but she also injects so much personality into her movements on stage. Bartlett's performance in this production was phenomenal. Louie, played by Angel Correa, is equal parts charming and terrifying, creating great tension in the show. The jokes, for the most part, hit strongly, and there were quite a few laughs from jokes that still work even 10 decades after the play first premiered. I give Lost in Yonkers an 8.7 out of 10. It's a great show! Thank you for listening. If you like LA Theater Bites, you can find us on Patreon, you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, we're all over the place.